Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The Eurovision. So I mentioned Eurovision earlier on with regards to Father Ted. How can I connect Father Ted with the Eurovision? Well, in one way, of course, there was an episode. Be very careful now because I'm going into deep water here, murky water, not knowing a whole lot about Father Ted. But it's making the papers today because the RTE are not going to broadcast the Eurovision. Mind you, nor is the Netherlands or Iceland or Spain or Slovenia and Ireland. We're boycotting Eurovision. So the Telegraph this morning has a huge big spread in the inside pages saying, down with this sort of thing. Ireland airs Father Ted instead of Eurovision. So when the Eurovision is running and airing on the likes of the BBC, RTE will be showing an episode of Father Ted. Probably the episode, what am I saying? Probably, definitely the episode of My Lovely Horse. My Lovely Horse, boys and girls. One of the finer ones. Help me out here. What's it all about? What's it all about?
I know, I still can't believe you don't like Father Ted.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I tried it and I thought it was stupid.
Well, that's, yeah, otherwise.
Is that the same thing?
In other words, you don't like it. I just thought it was brilliant. I thought he was amazing. And it, like, it's the funniest thing. It was so, some of the stuff, like, what was the lovely girls competition and the lovely bottoms.
I know more about it than you. Actually, I saw a clip the other night where he went over to Victor Meldrew and he said, I do not believe it. And Victor Meldrew hit him a punch and then started a fight. And they started to, I kind of thought, that looks a bit funny, all right, to be honest with you. So my company. Anyway.
I watched them all and I'd say I watched the repeats.
So what's that one about?
Jeez, I'm trying to remember.
So they're airing it now instead of the Eurovision.
Yeah.
Was it some kind of a counter culture against the Eurovision
well,
at the time?
There's the five countries who.
No,
who
My Lovely Horse.
I have no idea. I'm trying to remember that. Well, my favourite one was actually the one with Graham Norton in the caravan. And wasn't there another one in a cave? Jeez, I'm trying to remember this. So my memory is shocking. But it was just brilliant. Like, I think you should try again, to be honest, because it's just inspired. I mean, how RTE passed it up.
I think they wanted to organise some kind of a plot to ensure that Ireland did not win the Eurovision and have to host the following year's costly competition or something like that.
Okay.
And they came up with this. Anybody? Seamus. Seamus is kind of got that kind of humour, hasn't he?
He does.
Thank you.
He comes in every day with a dad gag for us. It's brilliant.
But originally, the lads created this song, My Lovely Horse. But what it turned out in the end was that they robbed it from another song that they heard in a lift. They only realised that after the fact that they got through to the final and they were entered into the Eurovision.
Oh, for God's
sake. And that's where it all kicks off.
All right. Okay. Well, it's going to be on RTE instead of the Eurovision.
It's probably even better than it, I'd say.
Probably. Mind you, there are other stories regarding the Eurovision. Did you know that Boy George is singing in the Eurovision tonight?
No,
it's the first of the
God,
of the semifinals.
No, he's fallen on desperate times.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say that. Maybe he's into that kind of thing. He's making the papers this morning because he's singing for San Marino. He's San Marino entry.
I have to say, though, I've no interest when there's no Irish entry in it.
But is that allowed?
Yeah. Do you think it's a bad idea?
Him going into
it? No, us not being in it.
No, I can see why people have issue with the fact that...
No, the reason I'm asking is Boy George is quoted in The Sun this morning, banning Israel? You can't just blame every Jew for what's going on around the world these days, he's saying.
But didn't they ban Russia?
Yeah.
Mm. when the war broke out in Ukraine.
But what else is happening is then, they don't do themselves any favours. The Telegraph this morning says that Israel's national broadcaster, it'd be like RTE, you know, has received a formal warning from the European Eurovision organisation because it encouraged voters in Israel to vote in the Eurovision Song Contest 10 times.
But okay, sure, they're entitled wrong with to that? Do that.
What are you talking about? 10 votes per person?
It used to be 20 votes per person and then they reduced it down to 10.
You're a serious aficionado of all things Eurovision. You mean that every Irish person has 10 votes?
I'm one of the ones that say I never do.
I know. I have to say I've really started to enjoy it in the last couple of years again. But
why would you have 10 votes?
I never voted in my life. But I just watch it if Ireland are in it. You know, it's great. It's a spectacular, like, you know, and the lads over there have the best time. Like, I've spoken to so many guys who go over. It's because it's usually guys and oftentimes gay guys. They just love it. But, you know, they've gone and they travel all over the world to every year. Like, they go and it's just incredible.
So would there be any interest in talking to them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want, I have a couple of them in my phone there. I'll see how they're going.
No, I'm just curious to whether anybody has any appetite for it because Ireland aren't in it. Or will they be watching probably Graham Norton on the BBC, right?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I'd love for you to watch the Ted and Dougal episode when they got caught in the cave as well. Will you just try again once?
What was the one where they were running around in the women's laundry department being chased by Brendan Grace?
Europe's biggest lingerie department and they got caught, or they got out
all
of
right.
there. But I think Father Ted ended up getting an award from the Pope for that in that episode.
Any appetite for Eurovision, lads? Text 0868 104 106. The